It's that time again. It's Crazy Kevin with you. Looking forward to another great show. We've got interviews, lots and lots of great interviews. Interviews with musicians, interviews with businesses. We've got our fitness tips from World Gym as well, and our great golden album of the week. Anyway, let's get on with the show. And as always, don't forget, if you've got any ideas for the show, if you've got any jokes, any stories you'd like to tell me, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. And that's crazy with a K. Let's get on with the show. It's our business section on Power FM. Crazy Kevin here with a lovely gentleman. What's your name?
Anthony Farrow.
On your shirt it says present professionally. What's that mean, Tony?
Present professionally is the name of our business. We offer marketing and content development for small and medium business. We also do resume and career service writing as well.
So talking about resumes, how important is a resume for anybody looking for a new job or whatever?
Look, the tagline for our business is power your business or career with the right words. And that really encapsulates it. If you're looking to advance your career, just even change jobs, look for something different, you need to present yourself in the best possible way. Ultimately, a resume needs to be a truthful document, of course, but at the same time, it needs to present you in the best possible light and highlight the different skill sets that you have. That opens doors to opportunity, and from there, once you're sitting down in front of an interview panel or a business owner, then you can then sell your abilities and what you can bring to the table.
Have you had people coming up saying, well, I've not got a really good past life, this, that and the other? Can you actually not embellish their CV? Can you put down things that they think aren't relevant to make it better?
Absolutely, and that's what happens in most cases. People tend to undervalue the skill set that they have, or if they've worked in a particular industry or a particular type of job for a long time, they think that they're pigeonholed in that type of role. What we do is we sit down with them and we work out, okay, we look at what their work history has been, and then we break it down into a whole heap of skills. And it often, almost 100% of the time, surprises them at the diversity of skills that they can bring to any role. And so when you talk about things like customer service, communication, administration type of skills, whether it's labouring type skills and in operating different machinery or equipment, the computers and whatever it might be, those skills are applicable across many different roles. What we want to do is we want to look back and look at what they've done in the past or what they're doing now, but where they're wanting to be in the future, and then we then tailor the resume document to what their plans might be, highlight their skill sets in the context of the role that they're wanting, whether it's still in the same industry or whether they're wanting to do a career left turn and do something entirely different.
Like you say, they can be thinking on the narrow straight of what they can do, but you can suddenly take them at a totally different tangent.
Absolutely, and it's important to understand where people want to be in the future. So whether it's in the next year they want to achieve a certain goal with their career or their work, or whether in 5 years' time they want to be in a different type of industry. It's not just about the resume. If we then see there's not so much deficiencies but gaps in their skill set, then we can say, okay, we'll craft the resume in that direction, but you might want to consider looking at some of these other opportunities, be it in training and professional development, that will close those gaps and give them a more enhanced skill set, so that when they do get to a year, 5 years down the track, whatever their plans are, they're in the perfect position to grab any of those opportunities.
Well, Anthony, that's amazing. So if anybody wants to get any more information, how can they contact you?
They can contact us through our website at www.presentprofessionally.com.au. Call us direct on 0413 806 179.
So if you want an amazing wordsmith to help you with your CV, your resumes, please contact Anthony. It's been great talking to you today. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Crazy Kev.
Hey, that was another great chat with a business owner from around the region. Don't forget, if you'd like to come onto the show, all you got to do, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. And of course, it's crazy with a K. I look forward to having a lovely chat with you.
It's Crazy Kevin's golden album of the week. You choose the ones you play. It's Crazy Kevin's golden album of the week.
Yes, it's time for the Golden Album of the Week, and Anthony, who we just had a quick chat with before, has chosen some Elton John. And what we're going to do, we're going to kick off with Crocodile Rock. And it's a song written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin, recorded in the summer of 1972. It was actually Elton John's first US number one single, reaching the top spot in 1973. Now, the lyrics take a nostalgic look at early rock and roll, dating and youthful independence of that era. Elton John's band members included Davy Johnson on guitars, Dee Murray on bass, and Nigel Olsen on drums. And they're also performers on the song. Elton John, however, did all the voices, including the falsetto backing vocals. So here it is, our first track from our Golden Album this week, and it's Elton John with Crocodile Rock.
Yeah.
Amy Bandera, and you're listening to the smooth sounds of Crazy Kevin! Time for our second track from our Golden Album of the Week, selected by Anthony Farrow. Thank you, Anthony, for that. And don't forget, if you've got any album that you want, just drop me a line, crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. The next track is The One, and it's the first single from Elton John's 1992 album called The One. Elton John states that he felt an intense connection to Bernie Taupin's lyrics for The One in light of his personal circumstances about around the time of making the album. In particular, the line, "For each man in his time is Cain until he walks along the beach." Whoa! So this is Elton John with The One.
Dancing up the ocean, running fast along the sand, a spirit born of earth and water, fire flying from your head. In the instant that you love someone, reality runs up your spine, and the peace is fine. when chances breathe between the silence, where sex and love no longer tell. Oh, for each man in his time is Cain.
G'day, you're listening to Crazy Kev, and he's as dry as a dead dingo in the middle of the Nullarbor.
but no harm, and I feel nice. I shouldn't respond. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, but I got it here. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would. So good. So good, so good, but I got a year. So good, so good, but I got a year.
It's crazy having talking about the music scene in Toowoomba and the region, and I've got a lovely guy with me here. What's your name?
Tom from the band Venice on Fire.
Venice on Fire. Well, that's a great name. First of all, how did you get the name?
It was a pretty dumb joke, to be honest. I think everyone knows that Venice is a city surrounded by water, and we just came up with this awful joke. And it was so bad that I felt it was completely appropriate for the style of band that we are.
Talking about the style of band you are, what type of music do you play?
The music that we play is, it sort of juxtaposes who we are as people. I mean, you could probably tell. The three of us, Jared, Darcy and I, are very larrikin-y, very easygoing. Like, we make a point of being incredibly easy to work with, whether it's gigging or recording or whatever. Stylistically, we've got a trio, guitar, bass, drums, very essence of rock. So we work with those limited elements to make as much dynamic movement and to try and create something that is a product of what we have.
So have you got any musical influences at all then? Anybody you've liked when you're younger or even now?
When I was a kid, I was listening to James Taylor, Neil Young, the Beatles. A lot of it was Dad's influence. As I got older, the band that I sort of idolized for during my teenage years, which really... It influenced my guitar playing, songwriting, way of doing things, was Smashing Pumpkins. Very 90s rock oriented. And the boys have a similar thing. Jared's comes from a very metal background, but he's expanded his palette since then. And Darcy has a number of influences, but as long as it's loud and as long as it's got a great groove, he's all for it.
Well, I've got to say about Darcy, Darcy is the guy, the drummer. He holds it all together, doesn't he?
More than other bands, I think the drummer is, like, for us, is just the central cog that, I mean, Jared and I, we're competent musicians, but Darcy is a very talented drummer. He's very loud. He's very aggressive. He drives all the dynamic changes, all the groove, all the feelings. Sometimes he does dictate where the song's going to go, what it's going to feel like, how much aggression we want to put into it. I look to Darcy a lot when I'm songwriting, and he often gives me cues that help me dictate what we're going to build this song into.
What are you going to be playing for me today then? Because I'm asking on all our lovely musicians to play one of their songs for me. Is it going to be an original or is it going to be a cover?
It's going to be two parts of a half-half of two originals. The first one is the most recent single of our new album, Tempt to Saint. It's called Somebody Hates Me. It's all about being okay if somebody is hates your guts. I think that's an important lesson that everybody should learn, is that you cannot please everyone. The first single of our EP, which was the first thing we released, was called Kids Next Door. Both of these have clips that are on YouTube that you can check out, and they just combine nicely together, so I'll give it a crack here.
If anybody would like any more information about Venice on Fire, how do they contact you?
Head to our Facebook, Venice on Fire, and from there we have all our links to our Spotify, YouTube, Bandcamp.
You're quite accessible to get hold of then.
Oh, 100%. Now, even my, dare I say it, my phone number is on there. So, yeah, we're always available for gigs all across Queensland and also New South Wales.
Okay, Tom, then, take it away.
Lots of beer. Wanna see loud can sing. Two rooms separate tea, can analyze. World of names satisfied. Catch a glimpse of her mousy hair. Hope she cannot see the perversion in my weary eyes. I turn the pages classified. I'm sorry, I tell lies. It's so hard for me to change the way I feel. I know somebody hates me tonight. It causes me to smile, cause I've never seen such a horrid act. Playing out like a pantomime, I think of the moment now and then. Doesn't fade with time, I thought I'd feel some shallow pride. But I'm unsatisfied. I'm sorry, I tell lies. It's so hard for me to change the way I feel. Knowing someone close to me, I know somebody hates me tonight. Out on the porch in the humid air, cut grass in the yard. I can't stand the sound of the courtyard. Oh, all I wanna know. Will I feel at home? I want it even more every time I saw them score. Why do I want it like I do? She kissed in my soul. That's when I wanted something more. Why do I want it like I do? It's next door. Oh, 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 oh.
A great interview with one of our local musicians. Don't forget, if you're a musician, a singer, a band, whatever, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and let's get you on the show. I look forward to hearing from you and putting you on The Crazy Kevin Show.
These other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. They say, do you need me?
It's time for our final track on our golden album this week, and it's Elton John. And we've got the last song. It's the second single taken from Elton John's 1992 album, The One. It was composed by Elton John with lyrics, of course, provided by Bernie Taupin. The last song marked the first of Elton John's American singles to benefit his AIDS Foundation. And the song was used during a closing montage at the end of the 1993 film And the Band Played On, which featured people who had contracted AIDS. So this is our third track. Big, big thank you once again, Anthony Ferro, for suggesting Elton John. If you've got a favourite golden album, whatever, just drop me an email, crazykevinparafm@gmail.com. And don't forget, it's Crazy with a K. Here's Elton John with the last song.
Yesterday, you came to lift me up. As light as straw and brittle as a bird. Today I weigh less than a shadow on the wall. Just one more whisper of a voice unheard. Tomorrow, leave the windows open. As fear grows, please hold me in your arms. Won't you help me if you can, to shake this anger? I need your gentle hands to keep me calm, 'cause I'm I'd feel this fire beneath my skin. I can't believe you love me. I never thought you'd come. I guess I misjudged love between a father and his son. Things we never said come together. The hidden truth no longer haunting me. Tonight we touched on things that were never spoken. That kind of understanding sets me free. 'Cause I never thought I'd lose. I only thought I'd win. I never dreamed I'd feel this fire beneath my skin. I can't believe you love me. I never thought you'd come. I guess I misjudged love between a father and his son.
Now, this is a story about Ed and Nancy. They met while on a singles cruise, and Ed fell head over heels for her. When they discovered they lived in the same city, only a few miles apart, Ed was ecstatic. He immediately started asking her out when they got home. Within a couple of weeks, Ed had taken Nancy to clubs, restaurants, concerts, movies, and museums. Ed became convinced that Nancy was indeed his soulmate and true love. Every date seemed better than the last. On the one-month anniversary of their first dinner, Ed took Nancy to a fine restaurant. While having cocktails and waiting for the salad, Ed said, "I guess you can tell I'm very much in love with you. I'd like a little serious talk before our relationship continues to the next stage. So before I get a box out of my jacket and ask you a life-changing question, it's only fair to warn you, I'm a total golf nut. I play golf. I read about golf. I watch golf on TV. In short, I eat, sleep, and breathe golf. If that's going to be a problem for us, you better say so now." Nancy took a deep breath and responded, Ed, that certainly won't be a problem. I love you as you are, and I love golf too. But since we're being totally honest with each other, you need to know that for the last 5 years, I've been a hooker. Ed said, I bet it's because you're not keeping your wrist straight when you hit the ball. That's a dodgy joke from Crazy Kev. Have you got any jokes for me? Any stories? Whatever. Just drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and we'll get them on. Let's keep going with the music on Power FM. It's that time again. It's time for Air Fitness Tip. I'm with the lovely Sarah from the World Gym. How are you doing this week, Sarah?
I'm good. How are you?
You're always great. That's what I like about you. You've got a lovely smiley face and happiness. Tell us a little bit about how does a workout help you?
Did you know for the first 15 minutes of your workout, your body burns sugars and carbs?
No, I didn't know that.
At 30 minutes, your body enters the fat burning zone. So, Kevin, keep pushing. Just keep going.
So if I only do 29 minutes, that's not good enough.
No, you really need to do the 30.
Listen, Sarah, we do our chats every week. If anybody wants to know a bit more about the World Gym, how can they contact you?
Of course, you can contact us on our landline, which is 4646 2430, or send us a message on Facebook. We answer 24/7.
As always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Goodbye, goodbye, I'm leaving you today, goodbye. Look at that, time's run out with me again, so it's bye-bye, ta-ta for now. See you all again. Don't forget, each and every Wednesday and Sunday, you can tune in to the Crazy Kevin Show. Also, go to our website where you can get podcasts of the shows as well. The website is www.powerfmradio.com.au. There, you've got lots and lots of things you can have a look at. You can see all the past Crazy Kevin shows. Once again, we'll see you next week, and don't forget, drop me an email, crazykevinparafm@gmail.com, for any suggestions, whatever you like. And it's been great, as always. Thanks for listening to me. Bye-bye!